Hello and welcome to Inside the Disney Vault. This is the podcast where we watched all the Disney animated features, then all the Pixar movies, and here we are in the Disney Channel original movie section of the vault. I'm Claire.
I'm Oscar.
And I'm Rachel.
And who do I see here in this interesting section? Why, it's comedian and teacher Roland Mechanic.
Hey. Hello!
Hi.
Wow!
Hey.
Funny to run into you here,
yeah.
Roland. What the heck are you doing here?
I live here in this vault. Yeah.
You live here.
This is actually a beautiful place to live.
I like it.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. It's really nice.
There's a
what
lot
do we
of
see
cool
in the
stuff.
Vault?
I see a streetcar.
Yeah,
name desire.
Ah. What?
I see a moth.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. I see one of them newfangled self-driving cars is what
oh,
I see.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Roland, what do you see?
I see a high school party with no alcohol, sex, or drugs.
Yeah. That's how I like them.
Yes, pure.
Clearly, we are talking about
Invisible
Sister. Now, I have to ask, had you all seen Invisible Sister before?
Yes.
I have not. No, not at all. I've never heard of Invisible
I had
Sister
not
until right now.
Yeah,
so.
Same.
Right now? Before you watched and
yeah,
you
oh, yeah.
Heard...
Oh, I didn't see the movie. No, I didn't see the movie. I just guessed
Oscar's
there was a
self-driving eyes were closed
car.
The whole time.
Exactly.
We
I saw that. Yeah.
So, no one has seen Invisible Sister before?
No, I said I did.
Okay, with the exception of Rachel, no one else? Interesting.
I've seen all the DCOMs like during a certain time period, like when I was the right age for
yes.
it. And then after that time
and
period,
what
I haven't
is the
seen
right
any.
Age?
True. What are some of your favorites that you remember seeing?
Smart House,
yeah. Yeah.
Of the Irish,
yeah.
13th Year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Motocross, I mean,
yes.
that's like
yeah.
the only trans mask representation we got. So, mm-hmm.
yeah,
it's so great. Yeah, those are definitely, I mean, it's, I always want to say those are like the golden age of DCOMs. However, again, I believe that's when I was most into the DCOMs. So, I also
right.
really, really love those.
Do you think it's yeah. an age thing? Like, everyone around our age just like grew up with those DCOMs and just like have that.
Yeah,
it's like,
I do.
It's like our version of like Beauty and the Beast, Little Mermaid, Aladdin, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now that I'm thinking of it, I wonder if they continued to play those ones later on. Because I know we've experienced a bit of a dip at times in the DCOMs
right.
and how we feel about them. So I don't remember if they would replay older ones or if they kept it fresh.
Yeah, like
they
if we had
did.
Yeah. Like if we had like a teenager as a guest, would they
yeah.
say my
right.
favorites were
y'all, I know two teenagers I could recommend and like I think it would be funny to see what a teenager now would think like if we showed them Luck of the Irish. I mean, they would think it was probably ridiculous.
It's like, yeah, ancient history.
Yeah, they're like, what is that computer they're using?
Oh my gosh, you're right.
Or like Xenon, maybe that would make
yeah,
sense.
Oh, I love
like,
Xenon.
Yeah, because like they use iPads basically before the iPad
truly.
Existed.
Yeah,
that was magical.
True.
Yeah, they're like, I feel like my cousins actually might be too old because when you're like in high school, it's DCOMs weren't necessarily cool anymore.
No.
I feel like it was.
What are you talking about?
It was I ironically, like that's when like High School Musical came out and then I ironically knew every single word. But
Yeah.
And went to the concert.
Ironically
yeah.
learned the dance
yeah,
moves.
Yeah.
Right, ironically bought all the albums.
Yeah,
yeah, of course,
yeah,
of course,
yeah,
of course.
Had a party when the third movie came out and we all went to the theater. Ironically.
Yeah, ironically obsessed over the Cheetah Girls. Yeah, ironically.
Yeah, didn't tell anybody else, but ironically.
Yeah,
no,
they,
no.
that's so great.
Wait, but Roland, what's your connection with Disney? Would you consider yourself a Disney freak? Or are you more of a casual sort of Disney lover? Or are you not a Disney person at all?
Well, yeah, growing up, we didn't watch a lot of, like, classic Disney, like, cartoons. Like, I saw some, like, Lion King for the first time in middle school. So I wasn't that connected to that. But, yeah, like, the DCOMs were a big part of my life, unfortunately. Like, they would come out, you know, on Friday nights. Yes, and they'd hype you up, deal. Like, for weeks. And you knew, yeah. like, all the star, you know, because they're in, like, multiple things. So I like wanted to be and like be in love with a lot of the boys that were in the D, you know, like I was like, I don't know if I want to be them or if they're really cute, but they're cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any in particular that you remember?
I mean,
Ryan Merriman.
Yeah. He's pretty luck of the Irish. Pretty
yeah.
cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one. We love it.
Truly the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so it's so great. I know. The nostalgia is real. I love it so much. Absolutely. However, even watching this film that I'd never seen before, spoiler.
Ooh, love that you called it film. And
fine cinema.
Going a little far.
Yeah, I had fun. I had a fun time.
It was shot on film.
Yeah, they literally had to cut it together.
Yeah.
They actually released it on they released it on 70 millimeter in certain cities. I saw it. It was beautiful. Yeah.
Well, shall we
let's get into some smart housekeeping.
Oh wait, no. There's a little. So it's based on the novel My Invisible Sister by Beatrice Cullen and Sarah Pinto. It premiered on October 9th, 2015. And fun fact, the film aired on October 9th in Canada due to a technical error at the end of the movie. The last 10 minutes were replaced with the Teen Beach 2 music video, That's How We Do.
What? So it just like cut at one point to the Teen Beach. Everyone's like, well, I guess it's a choice. I don't know.
It's like Swamp before Rock is she actually stays invisible for the rest of her
You're
life.
You're right. Because, yeah, it happens so quickly at the end. Oh, my God. Yeah, very funny.
Well, I'm excited about the Invisible Sister and Teen Beach universe because it's apparently a shared universe now.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So our cast, we have Rowan Blanchard as Cleo Eastman, Paris Baruch as Molly Eastman, Karen Brar as George, Rachel Crowe as Nikki, Molly's best friend and teammate. Maybe is that the blonde girl? Or no, that's the
curly-haired girl.
Glinda. Alex Desert as Mr. Perkins, Will Myers as Carter, and Austin Freiberger as Coog.
Freiberger, what a fun name.
That is
for a fun character.
The Coog.
So now, Rachel, I want to ask you, there's a couple of familiar faces in this movie that you mentioned earlier. Who are some Disney stars that are in Invisible Sister?
They're all Disney stars. No, I mean, Rowan Blanchard was Girl Meets World. She's Cory Topanga's daughter. And then the sister is in a Disney XD show, so I didn't watch it because Disney XD was for boys. I know she was a Disney Channel person. And then the teacher is from Boy Meets World. He briefly played a teacher. You know,
he looked familiar.
Yeah, but he was also in Let It Shine as the guy who owns the cool teen club.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. And then the George kid, he's in Jesse, which was Debbie Ryan's show on Disney Channel. And then later that had a spinoff, Bunked, where they go to a summer camp and he was in that show.
That was a spinoff.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Cool.
And that's pretty much it.
Nice. Yeah.
And that's the Disney wrap.
That's the Disney wrap. And then Rowan is in a new Hulu movie. It's called Crush, and she's a lesbian trying to find she has a crush on another girl, but then she falls for her sister. Sister stuff again.
The main character.
Not
falls.
Her main sister. Not her sister. She doesn't have a crush on her sister. No.
Yeah, that would have been
what?
Wow. Well, shall we fly into Invisible Sister?
Absolutely, yeah. With yes. our moth wings, absolutely.
Yes, yeah, so speaking of flying, we open up on a butterfly tree covered in butterflies with our voiceover, things hidden in plain sight, you know?
Wait, were these butterflies or moths?
I thought they were butterflies, but then maybe I'm wrong.
Because I was like, they're moths to me.
Oh, are they?
In the beginning, I thought butterflies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they were colorful.
Yeah, it would make sense with the rest of the movie if they're moths, so all right.
But what is the difference? Like,
that's a good question. I think moths are attracted to burning flames and lights. Butterflies are attracted to
like a moth
butter?
To a flame, like a butterfly to butter.
There are colorful moths. So I feel like many butterflies and moths are brightly colored. So moths are colorful. So that could have been
probably moths then based on the rest of the movie.
You're right. Yeah, so the corrections department would like to say we opened up okay. on a moth covered tree.
But it's
yeah. Are moths really, really prominent in New Orleans?
Yeah. They were just everywhere.
Which one of us four has been to New Orleans before?
I drove through very quickly on my drive out west.
Did you see moths?
I did not see any. I did see a cat.
Oh.
There should have been cats on that tree then.
Yeah.
Well, as we know, the rest of the movie was really, you know, accurate with the New Orleans culture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, the exterior shots we got were like the most setty sets I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was like it looked like they shot it at the French Quarter.
Yeah, they did. They actually shot it in New Orleans.
Okay, it looked to me like they shot it at Disneyland.
It looked horrible.
Well, you guys need to go. You guys need to go.
Wow. That's yeah, Roland, we got to take a trip to New Orleans.
Why did they even shoot it there if they barely used it?
The swamp romp wouldn't have worked in any other city.
That's true. Well, they rode the streetcar and they went to New Orleans Square area. What is that called? Is that what it's called in New Orleans? Forgive me for not knowing.
No.
We know it in Disneyland.
French
terms.
Quarter?
Yes, There it is. I knew that.
You know, our Louisiana fans listening right now are
they're really
there.
Disappointed yeah, they're in me, but really that's on me for not traveling.
Sorry, Jake. Sorry, Elmira. Yet. Sorry, Billy.
I really would love to go to New Orleans.
You know all their names.
Yeah.
So we find so we have like a popular older sister and then the younger sister who's a little more like
Gothic.
Alternative. Yeah. And so
Classic.
Yeah, exactly. She's got like a pink streak in her hair. And
yeah, pink streak.
Like gloves, kind of. Yeah, so she.
That's the best way to describe them. Gloves,
kind of.
That's a fingerless glove, yes, but I guess they are gloves, kind of.
Paris Hilton wears those now. That's like her thing, and I forget what she calls them. They're very. It's a very funny name. It's like two words combined. I should the corrections department.
Slimming.
We'll oh, she does say that too. That's like her new catchphrase. But she also has these like
Sliving.
She does like sliving. It's like a mixture of like sleigh and live. I think.
Yeah.
I think.
Not Paris Hilton.
That's hot. It's sliving.
That's hot.
Yeah.
I was watching Paris in Love recently, and it is amazing. She did say
her shows are great. I think Paris is great.
She's so great. So.
Oscar's face.
Younger sister Cleo gets 100% on her test, and her teacher says that he wants her to challenge herself. And then we meet her friend George, who's wearing some pants that we talked about for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like they're cool. Rose print, which are fine, but it just
they're
doesn't.
Tomatoes?
It doesn't match.
It
oh,
was
tomatoes.
Weird. Yeah, they were like tomatoes or flowers. Like,
yeah.
I was like glad that they addressed it because at first I was like, is this just the what's happening?
Is this the wardrobe stylist just going off? Or
yeah,
they
but
just
then
didn't
it was
think
like
they would film that part.
Yeah,
it was like supposed everything about that character. His entire objective was to just get the ladies. So
yeah, which honestly we've seen before in DCOM.
Yeah,
it's a tale as old as time.
Yeah.
oh, and he made an experiment of feeding guinea pigs only ice cream, which is a problem.
Right? I didn't like that.
Guinea pig just farts.
That doesn't seem like an experiment. That just seems like mistreatment of torture. Guinea pigs.
Yeah, there were a few things with animals that, I mean, the moths that they tortured to.
Yeah.
Poor moths. Yeah.
Those moths died immediately.
They turned invisible.
Yeah.
Those are real moths. They turned invisible.
It may look CG, but remember this movie was shot on film. So. So they were real.
She
ate one.
Oh my god. Yes. Okay. All right. Well, there's a bunch of like these are the cool kids and like this is like the smart kids, but however this guy named Carter kind of tries to ask Cleo out, but the other kids are sort of making fun of it because Cleo is, you know, like
They're not the cool kids, they're the jocks because the cool kids are actually very cool, you know. They're lacrosse players but also stoners, you know. So
what high school is this where women's lacrosse is like
is the most popular?
It fills the entire stadium. Like, what is happening?
Yeah. It's New Orleans, baby. It's a whole different set of rules.
I guess we don't know because we haven't been there.
Exactly.
This is true. We have to find out if moths are prevalent and if lacrosse is the sport.
Yes. Women's lacrosse.
Yes, specifically women's lacrosse.
Her older sister Molly asks her to go for ice cream, but she doesn't want to.
There's a difference.
Right.
There is a difference. You're right. But she says no, and then we go home, and Mom and Dad are rushing out the door. They're going somewhere. We don't know where. However, it seems like Cleo almost gets ignored because the parents are kind of, like, doting on the older sister, and they're just out of there. And because their parents are out of town, Molly decides to throw a party. Oh, and this is, by the way, day before Halloween.
This was the weirdest situation for the party, like, because she was like set up as being like the cool one but also kind of like a goody two shoes, and they all left like really suddenly and early, and they were like, have a good night's sleep, a rest, we have a big day tomorrow. Like,
you're right, ushering people out of the party. Like, okay, that's enough, 10 p.m is your time. So I guess it's like this is the post High School Musical era where people can be, you know, they can be responsible and also party animals. So it's like you can be more than one thing.
We can't do that anymore. That's
Gen Z.
Wait, now we can't?
We can't. No, we couldn't do it before, but now Gen Z is very, you know, responsible.
Oh, they're very responsible.
Yeah, they're like, we're going to party, but we're also going to leave at 10 p.m.
And speaking of two things at once, Cleo is doing science at the party. Because she's got to do her experiment. So she's working on her project, and her chemicals go everywhere.
Oh, boy.
And a moth falls into her goo. And
it just gets
the
smoke.
The steam.
Flies
into the steam. You're right. And it turns invisible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then she goes all Winnie the Pooh trying to catch it.
It was so like physical comedy.
Yeah.
Truly no big payoff. Stressful. I didn't see her knock over anything.
No, because she's Gen Z. She's very responsible.
It didn't seem like the party ended because of that, because they didn't seem concerned. Like, they were just like, oh, whatever, this person, like, because she's like invisible, even though she's like, I don't know. And then they just left.
Truly. It was as if it was like a dinner party vibe, yet it was the house full of people.
Yeah.
And they were like going on in the pool, and like, it looked
It was a rager. It was a rager, and then they played Closing Time, and they got the message.
A responsible rager. They said it's one of those parties that they put an end time on it, so you know when to leave.
That's right. You're right. Facebook.
This is 9:30 to 10 p.m.
Yeah, everybody and I guess they all picked up after themselves. An hour and a half. Because everything was totally clean the next day.
Yeah.
No trace of the party. So, the moth goes invisible, and she tries to catch it, and it gets away. And then Cleo asks George, who's at the party, if he believes her about this moth. And he's like, I think you should get some sleep. Mm-hmm. In other words, no, I don't believe you.
No, you're crazy, woman.
Yeah, exactly. However, the moth returns and goes straight into...
You said that like the Batman returns.
The moth returns.
Goes straight into the ginger fizz that Molly has prepared before bedtime.
This is very strange. I did not like this part.
They made a lot of strange decisions.
Uh-huh, and what does she do? She gulps it down.
Eek. And then barely notices it. She's
barely
like,
notices it.
She makes a face. She makes a face. She goes,
But then doesn't like chase it. I would like chase it with more water because you know that feeling.
Yeah,
like
right.
A
so
bug.
Gross.
Has or anyone moth?
Look,
have you all anyone
mouth?
Swallowed a bug before?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think so, but nothing like.
Huge.
That size.
Like, I feel like
that's
you would
huge.
React.
Yeah,
like that's, you'd react bigger to
yeah.
that.
That would be, yeah,
well,
exactly.
You know, Molly smells a lot of bugs, so it's just like, ugh.
She's like diabetic. Weird. Like, she's like, yeah, pay me $1,000. I'll swallow this fucking moth.
Except no one paid her $1,000.
She's just like, oh, well, that's good practice.
I like it. Good protein for the game.
Yeah.
What if she secretly loves eating bugs? What if, she's
like,
been doing it her whole life?
It's also fuzzy, so that also is like, that was a weird fuzz going down, you know? Mm. There's already a texture to the water.
Yeah. A nice solid fuzz.
Ew.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
So, Molly turns invisible. Uh-oh. And the next morning, Cleo explains to her about her experiment. And you know what? Today is Halloween. However, not only that, the college scouts are coming to Molly's lacrosse game today, so she has to go to all her classes and compete in the game. What are the chances?
My God.
It has to happen at the same time on the same day in a DCOM. And there's always a dance that they have to get to.
Yes, totally. So Molly tries to put on her costume, which is Dorothy from Wizard of Oz, as we will see, is a running motif throughout. But her costume turns invisible, so it seems that anything she puts on, can't stay visible.
Because it's soluble. Right?
She was like, the invisibility must spread. The science did not make any sense.
Oh, yeah. No.
I think it made sense.
How did it spread to her clothes?
Because it's being absorbed.
What?
So if you hold hands with an invisible person, do you become invisible?
No, because she held onto that towel and the towel didn't get invisible. Or the microscope later on.
It was like whenever it was convenient.
Exactly. Yeah. It's DCOM science. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. For the sake of this, we don't want a naked woman to be running around the streets of New Orleans. So, let's make this clothes disappear.
Needed it so that, like, when she went to school, there wasn't just, like, a t-shirt and pants walking around.
Right.
Yes. Although that is fun.
Even though we did see the flip-flops.
That was fucking amazing.
Earlier,
the slippers or whatever.
Yeah exactly.
That was like, it looked
invisible.
Similar to like what DCOMs looked like when I was a teen. Like, it really didn't change.
Oh, the budget has not changed, Roland. It's the same.
So we've got a little bit of a situation. And what are we going to do? Oh, I know. Let's have Cleo put on Molly's costume and pretend to be Molly, because apparently no one knows their friends when they have a different outfit on and a half of a face mask.
And they look not the same at all.
Nope.
This was a huge plot hole for me. Like,
Right. We were saying
they didn't sound
they
the same either.
They could have been twins and this would have made
exactly.
Sense.
I was like, that it was such a simple, like, and also because the lead actress was like way better than the sister, I thought.
I agree.
Like, just have her play both parts.
Yes! That would have been great, like an OG Parent Trap sort of scenario. That would be great.
So she puts on her Dorothy dress and then also a mask and says she's Mardi Gras Dorothy, I think.
Truly.
It fits.
New Orleans.
They're in New Orleans.
New Orleans. So Molly's friends are all by it. They don't think anything is strange at all. And then it's so strange. No one knows. Even her boyfriend doesn't know the difference between the two. Even though, you know, among a lot of other things, there's a height difference between them. And, you know, they're different people with different voices, different personalities, different
ways. The sister has a widow's peak. Like, like their hairline was not the same at all.
See, so someone should have clocked that. They're like, sis, what you doing?
Why no one even questioned it for a second. It was so easy for them. Yeah.
And also, like, the other... To me, I felt it was disrespectful for the sister to be like, hey, you can be me for the whole day, but... Fuck your drag, because no one cares about you missing school.
You don't have anything going on.
It was rude. Yeah. It was so rude.
But I have to get a college lacrosse scholarship today. Yeah.
The game is right after school? What school is that? 3 p.m. game?
3 p.m. game right before the swamp romp.
It's a packed day.
It really is. Romp the swamp.
Yeah, romp the swamp.
I'll romp your swamp.
Is that a line from Shrek?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it was.
So, so then we see Molly has gotten a C- in math, which comes as a surprise to Cleo, who, as we know, is a very good student. And then we're told that she's got to go do something called pep circle. And in pep circle, the whole lacrosse team sits around and, I guess, peps each other up and share their truth. And they do massages and stuff, give massages and stuff. And so Molly shares her truth that she's not a shining star, but the one nobody pays attention to.
Yeah.
Really poignant moment.
Yeah.
There's lots of those in this movie. Yeah. Tons of poignant moments.
And then next, we see George's guinea pig farting. And, so Carter chats with George and tells him that he likes Cleo. And Molly kind of listens in on this. And she's like, oh, wow, so exciting. This dude likes my sister. And so she tells Cleo, and Cleo's like, no, he could never. A boy like that could never like a girl like me. And then, oh, my gosh, we go to the boys' bathroom, which is horrendous.
That is so disturbing.
What on earth? The whole thing is, like, littered with paper towels that are, like wet paper towels.
And it's like puddles everywhere.
Yeah, and there's no like explanation why. I mean, it's a bathroom.
Well, I've never seen a boys' high school bathroom, so
it's probably bad.
Accurate.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. But it was just like, oh brother, what is this? And then if that weren't, you know, questionable enough, Coog, that's his name, Molly's boyfriend, runs in because he was making meatballs the night before. So he has, like, the meat stomach.
This is embarrassing. Would you accept this role where you were just playing a dummy?
Did you just say embarrassing?
Yeah.
Embarrassing?
Like, he's wearing a bear costume.
He's wearing a bear costume and he takes the whole thing off and
puts
throws
it on the wet floor.
Yuck.
Yeah, but, you know...
No. No.
You gotta take a dump.
You've been there, though, where you had violent shits and you're like, I gotta get fully naked for this, right?
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Desperate
this is true.
Yeah, where you're like, I gotta take it all off.
God, that's
but so... what I'm supposed to do in there.
I mean...
What's weird is the girlfriend shows up. She breaks into the bathroom.
No.
Yeah.
Says something and the boyfriend's like, is there a girl in the boys' bathroom?
Wow.
Like, he didn't recognize her voice.
She was constantly speaking out loud right near other people. I'm like, bitch, it doesn't make you new. It makes you invisible. Like, we can still hear you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But isn't that accurate, though? No one's ever really listening to women when they talk.
Takes that costume off of that gross floor.
Oh my god.
Yeah, then he probably was just farting in a lot.
Yeah.
Oh,
and she puts it on.
Not only is it smelly, it's wet as well.
Oh. Yeah.
And she puts it on, you know, for the sake of her own sister to go then ask this boy out that she hasn't even asked her sister if she likes him.
I know. That was the other weird thing.
Yeah. She asked this boy out because she's like, well, my sister isn't dating. I'm going to be proactive and try to get her a date. And it's like, well, what if your sister doesn't want a date? You know,
also,
what if that's not a priority for her?
As if there aren't other things to be focusing on this day of all days.
Yeah.
I don't know how she's, you know.
Yeah, but she's a teenage girl and that's probably what she cares about is dating boys, you know.
Yeah.
It's a priority.
Yeah. Well, as we know, when she tries to wear something, it starts to disappear. So this bear costume begins to disappear.
But it takes a long time.
It does. Yes. This time. I think it may be because, like, the fabric is thicker.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they
and
say.
It's, wet, it's the wet fabric and
ew.
The smelly fabric. That has a lot to do with
the
it.
Smell affects how quickly it
I think
disappears.
The fart chemicals also really alter the speed in which.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the invisibility is like, ooh, I don't want to touch this.
Yeah, they're like,
smell.
I have to do that because decomp science, but oh, gross.
So George sees this, and now he knows about Molly's invisibility.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mr. Perkins, is that his name, I think? The teacher?
Yeah, I think you're right.
So he finds... yes, Mr. Perkins. So he finds Molly, quote unquote, Molly, which is actually Cleo dressed in a mask. And he says that Cleo's got to get out of her own way and sort of gives a little pep talk. And she feels good about that, you know, because he sees
her. Yeah, because he's saying good things about her.
Yeah.
Why didn't they ever ask that teacher for help? You know,
That's what I said.
Like he would be chill. Like
that's what I said.
Right. It's like, look what we did. Look at this crazy, amazing science thing we did.
And the reason why you did it is to impress him.
He's an adult. He's old. You don't want to talk to adults.
If you turned,
you have to get in the mind of a teenager.
If you turned someone invisible, what would be your first reaction?
I would go immediately to an adult. I would be so scared. I would be like, I fucked up big time. Like, help.
Yeah, like, has this ever happened in the history of humankind? Help.
They're way too casual about it.
Right. Yeah, and, like, we've got to figure this out and then keep this secret to ourselves forever? What? So now it's lacrosse time. And look, Molly says she likes to do lacrosse because it makes her better because she's part of a team. So that's why she does it, even though it makes her very nervous. And Molly plans on being there to sort of individually coach Cleo through this game. And she is like flipping people over left and right.
What the heck?
The most unethical part of the movie,
yes.
In my opinion.
Yes. So, yeah, essentially she's trying to get a college scholarship, but through her sister acting as her, but also
cheating.
Cheating.
Like, legit cheating.
And, like, assaulting people. Like
straight up.
But that's lacrosse. You.
But also, it could have been so much. Like, she could have just stuck her foot out. You know, they trip. Like, make it look, like, realistic. It was like they were flipping through the air.
She was, yeah, like, flipping.
Yeah, she,
like
uppercutted every single girl there. It was insane. It felt like a Street Fighter fight. I was like, oh, she didn't have to go that hard.
God.
Also, damn, she's strong as hell. What
yeah.
the heck?
She's a good player.
How is she doing that? Oh my gosh.
So,
and again, these girls got knocked the fuck upside down, got up, and they were like, yep, okay. That's
nobody
part of the
was
game.
Like, somebody, like, wasn't
they
there.
They all blacked
like,
out for a second.
Lacrosse, baby.
They didn't remember what happened, so they didn't question
it. Yeah, they all had concussions.
That's right. They all had amnesia.
Yeah, maybe their, like, line of sight isn't great, so they don't realize that an invisible person
yeah,
had hit them.
Yeah, they're all wearing right, those right. weird goggle yeah. thingies mm-hmm. to protect their eyes, so
but
it
listen,
makes sense.
But listen, if you were just walking down the street and someone uppercutted you so
oh my
hard,
God.
You did a 360-degree flip,
I'd be
would
dead.
You say anything at all?
I'd
be
wait,
dead.
Someone that you could see or an
no,
invisible
an
person?
Invisible, like, if someone knocked you the fuck
I don't
out,
know. I wouldn't
would
know
you say
happened.
Anything?
I think I'd be dead.
But what if you survived it? What if
I would
you
think
got
that
up and you were like...
I wouldn't get up.
I would be embarrassed. I would pretend I didn't do it. Like, it didn't happen.
Yep.
Just keep
because I would tell you this. If it happened to me, I would make pretend it didn't happen while freaking out at the same time.
Okay, but I don't think that I would think a person had done it.
What did you think?
I would say, who did that?
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, I would, I mean, because I'm not used to invisible people running around, so that wouldn't be my first thought. I would be like, an invisible person just punched me in the face.
Who did that? Someone did that. Someone had to have done that.
Oh, what? So someone did. So you think it's a, but Claire, you're saying it's not a person.
But you would feel if it was like, you would feel their body. Like what if they have to like put their hand or like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, how would they?
Claire
yeah,
would be like, oh my gosh, the wind.
Right.
Well, that's what a lot of people said in the match.
It was a huge gust of wind.
Wow, the wind in New Orleans is crazy.
Very violent.
It could be a thing. We've you guys have never been to New Orleans. It could be a thing. They do have a lot of hurricanes there, so you know
that's true.
The warm air
rock you like a hurricane. That's what it means. Like you might just be walking down the street and then
that's true.
Yeah,
and the hurricanes is New Orleans speak for invisible sisters.
Yeah.
So now Molly, quote unquote Molly, aka actually Cleo, has to give a speech to the team to motivate them. I don't remember what she says. Something similar to what she said before.
Yeah.
And then we do science at home, and we figure out that we have until midnight, or Molly will disappear forever.
Yeah, because it'll turn into fat in our body. It's something about eating,
it was
you know.
Really crazy.
It was so
and the metabolism rates continue like this. Then within 24 hours, she will turn solid forever.
It was the same logic applied to the guinea pigs eating ice cream.
Yes.
And why they fart all the time.
Yes. And like one character finishes the other sentence, so you're like, okay, great. They both agree, so this is real.
Yes.
Yeah, two teenagers agreed that this is the scientific process.
Exactly. So they go to a cemetery because, you know, we have to go to the cemetery, which I did also love because it is Halloween. Mm-hmm. And then, okay, Molly gets sad and runs away.
Yeah, they're trying to catch moths, by the way.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Why they were there.
Well, first they...
they didn't
go
for anything.
I guess
that was like the only like scary quote unquote part of the whole movie.
No, the scary part was when they were trying to scare that security guard.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
That's true. That's right. It is, again, this logic where they're like, I know where to get moths. The cemetery.
The cemetery?
Yeah.
Summit.
Why is it they that yeah why are they there
because they need a tree? Dark place where they can have a light, one light that all the moths go to, because we all know moths go to light, you know, and everywhere else is really lit in New Orleans. If you guys have been there, you would know.
Right. We don't know.
But my question is, why moths? Why not like any other insect?
Yes, like why
moths are
a beignet?
I think you just you can't introduce more variables as a scientist.
Yeah, okay, moths are the birds of New Orleans. You would know that if you've been there.
Moths are the birds.
They're everywhere.
Right.
But like clearly it works on humans too, because she's invisible, so it would work on other things.
They're not going to test it on another human, you know? Sure, let's test ice cream on a guinea pig, but we're not going to test this on humans.
Let's go get more animals to torture.
They could also try to test it on an inanimate object first. Just saying first.
Mm.
No, because inanimate objects don't eat.
The metabolization. So Molly gets upset and sad because she's like, I don't want to be like this forever, and then she runs away, and then
we get a very long speech that her Oscar moment where she stops in between every single word and is crying about how she always felt like the invisible sister.
Yeah, and there's a little bit, we've gotten a little bit between them where it seems like Molly feels like Cleo's kind of sarcastic and doesn't really support her, and so we get a little bit of, like, apologies for that kind of thing. And then Molly comes back with a moth.
That's right, and heard it all, heard it the entire conversation.
Wow, we missed the part where she was glistening in the moonlight, and we could see her.
Oh, you're right, yeah, so we did get, the...
And that was all real too, because as I said, this was shot on film. So
it was beautiful, the lighting in this film.
Right.
It was a double exposure, by the way. That's how they achieved it.
Right. Yeah, Molly's like, am I coming back? Can you see me? Like, it's just the moonlight mist. Sad. Then we do get, there is a little bit more of that effect when she gets splashed with a puddle, but I think that might be a little earlier as well. So they go onto a streetcar and another heart-to-heart between them. Lots of hearts-to-heart.
This is a heart-to-heart back-to-back.
We see the old lady who saw her earlier driving around with the invisible car sister.
Yeah.
Funny bit.
So
a funny bit there.
It's always fun to make an old lady feel like she's crazy.
Oh my god.
We do see that.
She's that meme. I saw a girl talk to herself on the trolley, and then the other lady. Okay, grandma.
Okay, grandma.
Yeah.
So they break into school and they scare the security guard.
Yeah. Well, and when they get, like, when it cuts to the trolley to the school, they clearly, like, 80 yard in, like, all right, we have just enough time to go home and get changed before we meet him at the school.
Oh, I didn't hear that, but no wonder, because when they came,
because they're
the
freshly, like, dressed. Yeah. And he's like, where were you guys? Like, they have no hustle.
And they're like, we needed to take showers and change our clothing and blow dry our hair. And then
we'll have time to find the antidote.
Exactly. Yeah. So they go to school. Okay, so there's all this, like, that it really, the scary stuff where they, like, have a ball go down the stairs and they're, like, lifting
use of canted angles, as I said.
Oh, yes. Yes, the spooky angles. And then they spell out the word boo in paint. Yeah. Or I suppose Molly
I was wondering
does.
What they were going to write.
I thought it was going to be 666. I'm like, that would have been tight.
I thought it was going to be run, but it was boo. And you know what? Yeah. Boo works.
Boo, yeah. Boo is nice and it's a little, it's like on the silly scale of
it
scary.
Worked because the security guard was a cartoon character. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
In a way where I was like, you're in a different decom. Like,
yeah, he was in a different world.
You're in a different planet.
So they get
but
in
that's
there,
all we see of him, thank God.
And they realize that they need Carter's knowledge because he's a governor's scholar and he knows advanced science. And then we go to Romp the Swamp. And Coog now knows Molly's invisible because then he had a whole moment where he thought that Molly was ignoring him because he hasn't talked to her all day.
Right.
Yeah, she's really going to break up with me because I shit myself today. You know,
poor guy. What a rough day he must
what
be
a
having.
Terrible imagine, day, yeah.
Yeah, imagine his day. It's bad.
And then he had really to run around half naked around the school.
That's true. He was fully in his underwear.
That's right. His bear costume got stolen. So Carter. Oh, okay. So Carter tells. So Carter is at the party and he's wearing like a honey costume because he thought that she was going to be in the bear costume that Molly was wearing earlier. And he tells Cleo that she's standoffish and he's like, earlier you were really great, but normally you're like not so nice to me and I just don't really understand what's going on. And they all work together and I don't know how they do it and how they find all the supplies they need, but they figure out that if Molly drinks the steam that they create, this could work. So they create an antidote and they have all this machinery.
The montage they did to like find the materials, it was very like Halloween Town. Like,
yes,
we need like the sweat of a ghost and
the
hair of a werewolf.
Yes, yes.
The funnel of the Tin Man.
There's like pumps and swirly things and like pipes and stuff going on, and then
it's midnight, right? But then the teacher's trying to come into the barn and he's like, I'm gonna get you. And then the sister's
just have like drip, like teeny little drips of this antidote.
Yeah. Yeah. And she has it and she's about to drink it because it is midnight. The clock is going off.
Right.
But then she's like, wait. And she lets the teacher in so the teacher can see that she's invisible because she wants her sister to get all the credit for making her invisible.
Exactly.
But then it's too late. She drinks it and it's too late.
It's too late. She's going to be invisible forever. However, yeah. Wait a second. Last time she had this, she had it with the ginger fizz. So maybe she needs it with the ginger fizz again. And yeah. Maybe our bodies don't go by a 24-hour clock.
Yeah, yeah, now it's not so important, the deadline.
Yeah.
Didn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, all bodies are different, you know? Right. And so, like, you know, like, 24 hours, they said that it was, like, a loose 24 hours.
True.
You know?
Yeah, like,
they gave themselves a little time, wiggle room, as is the scientific term, wiggle room.
Yeah, so, or maybe the 24 hours was a complete fallacy because it just seemed like a made-up thing to begin with.
True. And also funny how she was like, I went to sleep at 12 a.m. Like, she knew exactly she went to sleep. Like, I know, like, around the time I fall asleep
that's
usually.
True, you're right.
So she drinks the ginger fizz, and it works. And the teacher invites Cleo to a science thing. Because first he's like shocked, and then he's very impressed, and they all party and have fun, and you know,
the longest day ever.
Yeah. Then we get a cute little montage where they're eating Froyo finally.
Oh, they finally eat Froyo.
It's very and they're cute. All coupled up as everyone should be.
Yeah, yeah, we need to be coupled up by the end of the movie, or what was the point?
What was the point?
Right?
So, Well, what would you all say is the moral of the story on that note?
Oh, my goodness.
Do whatever you need to do to get ahead in this world, even if it involves hurting other people or animals.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
that's a great moral, actually.
Yeah. If you don't know what goes in meatballs, don't eat meatballs.
Didn't he also cook the meatballs too?
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah, he fucked it up. He like burnt down the kitchen.
Yeah, you don't have to eat something just because you made it. Like, this is more for myself. If you made something and you know that it's bad, you don't have to eat it. You know, sometimes you just fail and you can throw that food away. You don't have to eat it. It will make you sick.
It's so funny to me that his girlfriend was throwing a party and he's like, I know, I'm going to make meatballs all night long.
He's a stoner. Stoners think about these kinds of things.
He was craving meatballs, but he doesn't know what goes in meatballs. So.
True.
Yeah. Bless his heart. He's just a dumb idiot, but such a sweet, sweet dum-dum. The moral for me is pay attention to your friends. Know what your friends look like and sound like, because it seems like these people who claim to be someone's best friend don't even know what the hell she looks like. So I would say pay closer attention to your friends.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I also think another moral is, like, if you need a moth, go to the cemetery.
Yeah. That's true.
But only in New Orleans. PC.
Only in New Orleans.
Right. Only in New Orleans, yeah. Also, if you beat someone up by accident, well, not by accident, you could always say the wind did it. So, yeah.
And it's fine to do that.
Caveat, you have to be invisible.
You have to be.
If you're invisible,
it's
fine to do that, and you will get scouted for college.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Wait, did she get her scholarship?
They had the scout there who was, like, writing things down on a notepad during the game, like, nodding, approving, like,
Which one? There was like
there were like five people that looked exactly.
Yeah, it was very funny.
I felt like they just like kept cutting to one person.
it was like two very similar looking ladies, or maybe even three. I don't know, but
I think it was three or four.
I'm a scout.
Entire stand.
What? The entire stands are just full of those
lacrosse scouts.
Yeah.
How do I become a lacrosse scout?
I love the idea that lacrosse scouts look exactly like what I imagine Stephanie Meyer, the author of Twilight, to look like.
They had like business, like they had like pantsuits on.
Yeah. Like, okay. That was funny. Shoot, they're probably like the authors of the books or something, like one of a cameo.
Oh, yeah. Because
they just look so specific. Like, they didn't look like actors to me. So I was like, well, this might be a fun little cameo for someone, you know? So
that's true. Yeah. That's true. They're like, all you have to do is hold a clipboard and take notes.
Got it.
Exactly.
I could do that. I could do that. Yeah. Can I be in a movie? Yeah. I could do that.
No.
Let's cast ourselves. Who would we play an invisible sister?
Well, okay, Oscar. You would play...
I know who I would play.
Only the first half of the security guard who doesn't have lines.
What?
Because I know you didn't like him anymore once he had lines.
Man, I hated him. Ugh. From the moment, I was
but the, the first part, I think that I might need to cast
where he was like confused about the microscope.
Yeah. Where he was just this guy who had such such a distinct walk.
Yes, yes, very much like a cartoon man living in a real world. Like, Who Framed Roger Rabbit? But he's the only Roger Rabbit.
Yeah. Who framed the security guard?
Let's see. Claire, you would play the friend that dressed up as Glinda the Good Witch.
Oh, okay.
Who was really, she like, you know, she's got a lot of stuff on her plate, and she's like always like, "Oh, where's my friend? Where's my friend?"
Very supportive.
But she didn't need to realize she is her. She has this under control.
Yeah, and you also notoriously hate weather apps.
You do hate weather apps.
Well, that was such a weird line.
It was so odd.
I think it was like to be surprised by the weather when you step outside.
Yeah.
Like to
dress. Really like go with the flow, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Bring every article of clothing I have just in case.
You would love living in Florida.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Rachel, you're like the old lady that gets confused twice.
Yeah. I was I love that lady. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Roland, you are Roland, you're the farting guinea pig.
Oh my god!
That's so mean.
Oh my god. Yeah. Roland.
That's actually the role. That's the role I wanted. You're definitely, you know, you're playing the governor's ball chemistry jock guy.
Carter?
No.
Carter, yeah, you're Carter.
Oh my Carter's God. So smart and also cool.
In my dreams, I'd be Carter.
No, you're Carter because if you see someone with a bear costume, you're like, I'm going to show up in a honey costume.
That's cute.
I commit
That's so
to a
sweet.
Bit.
Like yeah, that. You definitely commit to a bit, and I think there's a little romantic side.
Maybe.
You would do something like that, I think.
All right, you got me. I'm Carter.
Yeah.
I have hot, like, hair, curly hair, you know? Shoulder length.
Okay, let's rate the movie.
Well, we gotta say though that the teacher wins our award.
Right.
Yeah, we kind of.
Yeah, typically we've had a zaddy. We have a zaddy scale here, but the dad.
The dad was not present at all.
No, not present.
I blinked and I missed him.
Exactly. So. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I guess just for tradition's sake, we should have a zaddy status update here. So Roland, we rate every dad in DCOMs on the zaddy scale. And they have to be a combination of, are they hot and are they a good parent? And the way that it works, if they're good on both of those things, it's platinum status, if they're the best of the best, then gold, silver, bronze, and then dad, and father is the worst score you could give someone. So where does the dad in Invisible Sister, where does he place
on his
dad?
Oh, wait, so we are doing
scale?
The dad?
I don't even
remember what he looked like, the dad.
Yeah, the dad's so hard.
The dad, he is so nothing to me that I would, because he didn't, because there have been dads who also have gotten like zero to no screen time, but left an impression. This dad unfortunately did not, and he seemed also like an absent father, so he gets a father for me.
Yeah, they didn't care. They were like, we're going out of town, have fun, good luck. Yeah.
They like did not even need parents in this movie. They could have just been like, mom, dad are out of town.
Seriously.
But yeah, we did discuss that we liked Mr. Perkins a bunch.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
This man gets a father because he treats his younger daughter like she's invisible. And it's
not cool.
True. Right.
And like, were they going on a fun trip? Why didn't their kids get to go?
No, they're running away from the law.
They literally look like they just packed like 20 minutes before they rushed out of the house. And they were trying to get out of the house before the girls showed up. And they were like, gotta go.
Sorry, we only got two tickets.
We'll be back sometime. Have fun.
Have fun.
Yeah, don't
Halloween.
Wait for us, okay? Don't wait for us.
They were going on a Halloween booze cruise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, now let's rate the movie. Out of 5 moths, how many moths do we give Invisible Sister?
I thought this movie was cute. I like the main actress. I love Rowan. I think she's really great and wonderful. I did like that it was set in New Orleans. I thought that was a fun touch mm-hmm. to it. Yeah, I didn't like all the like little heart-to-heart moments. I felt like it felt like it ran a little long, but it was cute, and it's better than some of the trash that I've seen DCOM-wise. Like, there's some really horrible ones that feel like they really run long. And it was fun. And I feel like when I first saw it, I liked it. So I'm going to give this a 3.5 moths.
Yeah, I agree. I think this one was fun, and especially toward the end, it got really great because I loved the Halloween party stuff, and I wish that would have been in it even earlier. Like, that would have been so great.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, forget school. Let's just go to the Halloween party. So, yeah, it was fun, and the hearts to heart were very long, even though this movie was not long. So I'll give it a 3. I'll also give it 3.5. You know what? Why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought the premise seemed insane. I was like, well, this is not going to be a great DCOM at all.
And but a man turning into a leprechaun isn't insane.
Well, that's yeah, absolutely. But you know, that's it's so one of those things where it's like, you know what it was? It reminded me of this, like, a bad hair day where you're like, oh, the premise seems so simple. Like, how could it just be about bad hair day? And then it turned out to be, like, the most chaotic thing I've ever seen in my entire life. So I was like, weirdly expecting that. Also, like, 2015 was very much like so random equals funny. Like, I'm just gonna say the weirdest thing, and that's gonna be so funny. Like, very much like the weather apps was a product of its time.
Yeah,
like, I'm just gonna be weird and say random shit, and it'll be funny. So, like, I'm a little trepidatious with DCOMs around this time, but it kept me on my. I was like interested in the storyline. The lead is like. In like one of the better DCOM actors I've seen in a very, very long time, like truly a good actor, very charismatic, very engaging. Everybody is like lovable. And even though like the premise, the plot was a little sort of just like, whatever. I think it's charismatic enough that it's like an entertaining movie from start to finish. So this is getting 3 moths for me.
Okay, well, yeah, you all made some good points. I think I might be rating a little bit lower, though, because I'm sort of thinking about it in relation to the other DCOMs. But also, I'm like, if I had watched those DCOMs, Luck of the Irish, Halloween Town, as an adult for the first time, they'd probably be just as bad. I don't know. But I did have fun with it. And, you know, I appreciate it was shot on film. And yeah. That was beautiful. I did like the lead, and I thought she should have just played both parts and like could have done better and would have been more fun and like make more sense. But yeah, I would say maybe 2 out of 5 moths.
Yeah. Very fair. That's usually where I grade everything. to 1.5 mark. But yeah. We did it. We watched Invisible Sister. Yay. Roland, thank you so much for being a guest.
Thank you for having me.
What a treat. What a delight. Roland, where can people follow you on social media?
Yeah, you can follow me at Roland_mechanic. And that's like a car mechanic, but with a K at the end instead of a C. And I normally do improv stuff in Portland. But I'm starting to do more stand-up stuff, and I have a couple shows coming up, so I'll be posting about that on my Instagram. So follow me. And yeah, thank you so much for having me. I had a great time.
Yes, if you live in the Portland area, you gotta hang out with Roland. Roland is one of the coolest people I know for dang sure. So yeah, you're what a treat. Thank you again for being our guest.
Thank you.
And thank y'all for listening to Inside the Disney Vault. I'm Oscar.
I'm Claire.
And I'm Rachel.
Bye.
Oh boy, oh wow, what a fun time.
What a fun time talking Invisible Sister.
That's right. And that officially marks the end of our 2015 DCOM journey.
The end of the year.
I need to take a deep breath of fresh air leave the vault for just one second. Where do y'all want to go?
Let's travel from New Orleans to Washington, D.C.
Back to 1998, baby. Ooh. We are watching.
What happened in 1998?
My date with the president's daughter.
We were trying to sing it. But the delay made it hard.
Yeah.
It's not my lunch with the president's daughter.
It's my date.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a Mandela effect. You know what I mean? In my brain, it's my lunch with the president's daughter.
I don't think so. I don't think anyone would get lunch with the president's daughter.
Yeah, I think so.
That is like a personal Oscar Mandela effect.
Oscar would get lunch with the president's daughter, but everyone else would date her.
So this is not a DCOM. It's sort of like a made-for-TV movie.
It's a wonderful world of Disney, I think. It was the Friday night after TGI Friday, right?
Yes, I think so. And so this is one that our Patreons voted on.
Yeah. Right?
So we did a live watch for it, and we're going to talk about it. How exciting.
That's right. Now, here's the thing. Y'all, I'm sorry to say, it's not on Disney Plus. Currently, as of now, it is not on Disney Plus. But
it is easily fine. A ball on YouTube,
and you get the fun addition of getting some little like blast from the past, like snips and like fast forward sort of things.
That's right. Yes.
So it's like nostalgic experience.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you want to reach out to us and talk about My Date with the President's Daughter or My Lunch with the President's Daughter. And if y'all remember it like it was My Lunch with the President's Daughter, hit us up at Instagram, at Inside the Disney Vault, and on Twitter at ITDVPodcast. I was going to say .com, but there's no .com there. That's just .com.
And if you would like to partake in future polls of which movies we should cover, you can become a patron by going to patreon.com/InsideTheDisneyVault. You also get early access to episodes, video versions of our episodes. Fun stuff. Yeah,
and you can join our Discord and talk to us or send some TikToks or whatever you want to do.
It's a party. And you know what? Support us at Inside the Disney Vault. Till then, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.